The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We have our Super Bowl correspondent, super guest, and he came with a fanfare in the parking lot. A puking Indian was parked next to Craig, and we don't know what just happened, but we were looking outside, and I'm like, is that Craig's car? And a giant Native American got out and started to throw up in our parking lot. And then, Craig, you walked right by it and didn't even see him.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't see vomit or smell.
Or yeah. Close enough. I mean, how do you not?
Oh, it's definitely there. You can see it in the parking lot.
There's a puddle of puke out. And hey, Ironized Cody, you're supposed to pick up what you leave behind. That's your people's whole point, isn't it? You puked in a parking lot, you bailed.
Wouldn't it be great if I did get out of the back seat and he goes, all right,
have a good day, Craig. I'll see you at 10.
I would have loved it if that was your ride all week. That would have been solid. But you drove here. You're ready to be part of the show, and you got your credentials or not, because it doesn't matter for Craig Gatt.
None needed.
Whether you've got credentials.
I'm listening to you say that on the way up here, and as you're saying that, I'm getting texts saying, hey, credentials, can't get in on time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't have credentials for certain things?
Yes.
You're still getting in.
We'll see.
I've watched you do it.
I'll say this.
I want to be part of it.
I'll say this. Obviously, it's fun.
Sure.
To sneak into things.
Absolutely.
People have, at every concert, it's, you know, people who have crappy seats, you see them look for a moment where the security guard's looking the other way and they try to get close. It's fun.
Yeah.
Little upgrade.
Sure. Super Bowl week, every Super Bowl city, it's tough.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's a better challenge for you. So it gets more fun. Here's the thing. Because of you at Suns games, I've become... Well, you know, like Mr. Glass had Unbreakable. Like, I am your nemesis without it being everybody that comes, because it's now this new thing where these people buy cheap seats like you,
mm-hmm.
and then keep an eye on the lower bowl where there's been nobody, and then they go down to that seat.
Mm.
I am the guy who's like, all right, everybody out. I'm kicking people out in the third.
Absolutely.
I am booting everybody.
I'm a hypocrite.
Oh, you do it too.
I do it too. In fact, I've snuck into so many comedy shows as a kid growing up here. I would sneak into the improv when I was underage.
Yeah.
Snuck into Laughs down in Tucson. And at my own shows, if I see there's an opening that someone could sneak in, I'll just hang out by there when the show's going. And when people come in, I go, oh, yeah, man. Front door is over there.
Wait for a young man like you.
Like me.
Yeah. That you crush his career and his dreams.
Total hip. I did it. I literally just did it 2 nights ago. John Mulaney's performing in Honolulu. I don't know John. I tried to get into the show, and someone was like, you know, you're not supposed to be back here.
Were backstage?
I was trying to just get hooked up for the show. I don't know Mulaney.
Right.
And
you know how you could do that? You buy a ticket, Craig.
Which is exactly what the girl who was yelling at me said. The girl who was yelling
at
me,
get in.
She goes, and this is true, a guy who did security for a tour that I did with Alice in Chains is now doing security off and on for Mulaney.
Right.
And I texted him, and he said, I'll see what I can do. And I said, yeah, I texted my friend, and she goes, well, if you haven't heard back from him, that should tell you something.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. I ended up not only getting into the show, I ended up being part of the show that
night. Is that right?
Yeah.
You went up there with him?
Mulaney ends up... He talks about recovery and drug addiction and his intervention, and I know that
you thought that was an introduction, so you walked up on stage. That's well, please, he's talking about
me. I know that during his show, he says, "Has anybody here been in person treatment?"
Right,
and I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, what is your name?" And I said, "Craig." And he goes, "Hey, Craig, mind if I talk to you about it?" Said,
no kidding.
And we ended up talking about, and it's a crazy story because I don't know if I ever told you, I ended up unintentionally in the wrong rehab. I ended up in a...
sorry, that's just...
Why does this surprise?
Yeah. How do you wind up in the wrong rehab?
Because he had a buddy he knew in the other one.
He didn't even get into the rehab.
No, it's actually crazier than that. I ended up in gay rehab.
How'd it go?
It was the best place I've ever been.
5%
5% success rate.
It's you know what? Yeah, rehab does have a very small, but
well, especially gay rehab, because you put all those gay guys in there talking about what they don't want to do anymore, and everybody's got a hard on.
I had insurance for the first time, and I had health insurance for the first time. I called him up and I said, "Hey, do you treat drug addiction?" Uh-huh. And they said, "Yep, we do." And they put me to a different line. And this woman says, "Okay, where are you? What neighborhood are you in?" And I was dating a girl who lived in a gay area in a gay district of Seattle, Capitol Hill. And she said, "Oh, there's a rehab like right down the street from you." And I said, "Great." And I called them up and I said, "Hi, I want to check myself in." And as soon as the guy picked up the phone, I could tell. I was like, "Huh, all right, whatever." And then
you're from Seattle. I just remembered that is a famous rehab up there on Capitol Hill.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm from New York, but Seattle's where my career started. Yeah. And the guy asked me a bunch of questions. I am more honest with this stranger on the phone than I have been to any of my friends about how bad my addiction has gotten. And at the end of all the questions, he says, "Okay, well, I think we're done. Let me ask you just one more question. You are a homosexual, right?" And I said, "I'm a what?"
"Just now?"
He goes, "You're a homosexual." And I go, "What does that have to do with anything?" And he goes, "Well, we're a treatment center for homosexuals." And I said,
"What does that have to do with anything?
What? Do you take insurance?"
That's not what you answer. "You're homosexual," right with. You just say yes or no. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Because that's clearly a guy who's gay and trying not to be. You're perfect fit.
It's like stripes. No, but we're willing to learn.
I mean, I've done a lot of cocaine, but I didn't touch anybody.
That one moment where you're like, "Sure, I'll suck it. Just give me the blow." Now, that guy knew from your answers.
And then he tells me, we're not gay and lesbian exclusive, but we're gay and lesbian friendly. So are you a homosexual?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Do you have a problem with homosexuals?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Okay, we'll see you on Monday." And
there
I checked into gay
and
rehab.
You went into gay rehab. So it wasn't gay rehab. It was a gay drug rehab.
Gay drug rehab.
That's better.
Which.
It's like when I say they call it rape prevention self-defense, but I call it rape class. It's just, it's like, I always say that. And I always say, "Oh, they got a great rape seminar coming up," because that's, I shorten it. Your gay rehab is not to cure you of the gay.
Correct.
But your answer of "what does that have to do with anything" is my favorite dodge of all time.
The toughest person in the rehab was a lumberjack chick from Oregon who, in a drunken blackout, had choked her partner and ended up in jail. And
no kidding.
She has no memory of it at all. Yeah, and she was a badass.
So long to date her.
But getting back to so it's funny because Mulaney and I are, and then, you know, people are walking by like, "Dude, that was funny," you know, and people are fist bumping. And I see the girl that tried to kick me out of the backstage area earlier. And she's like, "How'd that guy get in here?"
So you were like
seats.
Front row.
Yes.
Yeah. So you
ended up in the front row. Because
that's pretty awesome. That's
I just asked the right person. It turns out the promoter was somebody who had brought me to Hawaii earlier with Russell Peters.
You just keep going.
I just keep going. You have to. You have to.
It's the smartest thing.
And at sporting events, I went to NBA Finals Game 6 between the Sonics and the Bulls for free, which initially was – and I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but because this whole strategy I was really proud of.
Right.
A friend of mine works at the Key Arena. Now it's called something else. It's called Climate Pledge Arena. And he says, I can get you into the arena, but you just won't have a seat. And I go, "That's okay. Dude, it's Game 6.
Sure.
It's Jordan and the Sonics and Gary Payton." And,
yeah.
And so he sneaks me into the building. And then I realize they're being really tight. If I'm standing in any aisle, the ushers are like, "Hey, you got to get your seat." And I would go to the next section.
Right.
"Sir, you got to take your seat." and it was maddening. So I had an idea. I walked out towards the exit and talked to one of the ticket takers like for 10 minutes and said, "Hey, can I leave and come back?" He goes, "Well, if you need an ATM," because they didn't have ATMs at the time inside the arena, "or if you're something else." And I go, "Oh, well, I need an ATM." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you can leave. You have your ticket, right?" And I go, "Yeah, I have a ticket." And he goes, "All right, yeah, as long as you have a ticket." And I started talking to him, made him laugh. And I go, "Well, I'm actually a stand-up comedian." And he goes, "Oh, well, good, right on."
And homosexual.
I just got out of the game you had.
So I walk out. And there was always a collection of scalpers on the corner of the street outside the arena on Mercer. And I walked out and I see this guy and I go, hey, who's got one good seat? And he's like, okay, good seat. What do you got? And I go, what do you have? And one guy had a seat down by the court, fourth row of section 101. And he goes, 101, row 4, seat 5. And I go, how much? And he goes, $800 right now. It's yours. And I go, nah, I can't. He goes, what do you want? Come on, 800. And I go, I can't. He goes, give me six. 600 right now. Put it in your hand. Put it in your hand. Come on. 600. It's yours. And I go, no, it's all right. He goes, give me 400. And I go, no. I got to buy it. He goes, what do you want? Well, tell me how much you want. I go, I don't want to pay. I just walked away. And went back to the arena. I got in line. People were walking in. And I see the ticket taker. And he goes, where's your ticket? And I go, he goes, oh, yeah. Come on in.
He doesn't
recognize my face. And I go, hey. I go, hey, we're section 101.
No, you knew the seat because of the scalper.
Yeah, he goes, go down. So I walked down to 101, went down to the fourth row. I go, excuse me, seat number 5 over here.
Genius.
No one's in it. Sat down at seat.
Damn it, you're a scam artist.
The whole time.
And I sat there until the middle of the third quarter.
And then somebody showed up.
And then someone showed up. And at that point, I was still drinking back then. I was like, I'm gay now.
I'm blue. You stay here.
I'm gay.
That was the only time.
Yeah. By the way, it'll be funny because I'm doing shows this week. It'll be funny if I get out to Stir Crazy and they're like, yeah, man, we got a full house, but only 3 people pay.
Everybody, yeah. Well, everybody sneak into Craig's show. It's about time you got some payback.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
That is my biggest fear. But yeah, it's tough to get into stuff at the Super Bowl. They've
tightened her up.
They hire tough security. There's
it's a challenge.
Former cops. And,
but again, you went into I think it was game 5 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah. And, in the suites.
And you showed me the door you came through. And I've looked at that, and there's a straight up and down ladder on a wall, and like you were like John McClane from Die Hard getting through the vents, and I don't know
no
how you got
shoes
gotta,
on.
He's standing
feet.
Next to me with a plate of cookies, taps him on the shoulder, goes, "Hey, love ya," and he gives me a hug, and I'm like, "How did you do that?" And I was kind of proud and kind of pissed at the same time because I forked out a fortune for that thing. And there's Craig. I'm like, "Do you want to come with? I can get you a ticket. It's this much." No, I'm going to go to the game anyway. And then he's standing in the suite with us, son of a bitch. But it was
so much easier than that. It was literally one stairwell to get up there.
Yeah, well, what I saw was a fireman's ladder.
Outside.
Horrible. Yeah. It was like a gauntlet of fire. It would be like an American Gladiator to get in there.
Can I get upstairs? Well, you know, take my pants off.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? You are homosexual, right? What does that have to do with anything? That, I'm going to answer that for everything now. Because yeah, that does not answer the question at all. Yes, maybe, no, I don't know. Craig Gass is here. We'll talk about his plans. For what goes on as we go through the morning. He's going to hang out with us. The Brady Report is coming up next.
Oh, and I'm doing two shows in Gilbert tomorrow. Wait, no, Wednesday. Doing two shows in Gilbert on Wednesday at PJ's.
Okay.
Two shows at Stir Crazy on Thursday.
Look at you, busy.
All the info is at getgas.com. Getgas.com. PJ's. Oh, wait, is it JP's? Or, oh, my God.
Oh, boy. If you look into your own pro. Jesus.
Hang on, let me find JP's Comedy
Club. He should know this.
JP's Comedy
Club. Great back door at JP's. You can sneak right in. It's easy.
Getgas.com. Getgas.com with two S's.
Head on over there and find out where Craig thinks he's going and then ask him a couple questions.
It is JP's.
You were right.
JP's Wednesday. Stir Crazy.
You did say PJ's
on Thursday. Yeah. I did say
PJ's. The Crazy Stir, by the way.
What does that have to do with
different? Yeah, that's it. We're going to do the Brady Report next. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.